friend.
A woman's mind told me that so.
Stay with us.
Oh, how long we
it's a good one.
Back on the road again.
All right, Munson, take it.
Me and you. Me and you and a dog named Josh.
Me and you.
That's a good one, isn't it? That's a good one, isn't it?
That's a good one right there. We're sitting here. Welcome, everybody, to Big League Fishing. Doug Flint, Keith Munson, and our big dog, Josh Toughness.
The producer extraordinaire.
He is sitting right. Did you notice how coiffed he was today? Check out his hair, man.
I know it.
Looking
combed,
good.
Slick over.
That is a vocabulary word right there.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but he is coiffed, and he's been over to one of them saloons and got it fixed up. Looking good, baby.
I believe it's Clint Eastwood Saloon, eh?
Yeah. Outstanding. Hello, everybody. Hope you're having a good time. Hope you're recovered from Thanksgiving. Yeah, the weather is now starting to be winter time.
Like it definitely is today. Yes, it is.
And you got a chance to drive not only in our wonderful town of Lexington, but with a little rain
little
on the
rain,
ground.
Just you know, there's a new rule, I think.
What's that?
In this town and driving. Do you just turn and then put your blinker on?
No, that's an old rule.
That's not new.
That's old rule.
Yeah,
okay.
That's old. Yeah.
And also, I think they got a new one-handed driving rule, you know, because you got to have that other phone in your
other hand, or texting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be texting. How about, you know, I mean, we talked about this once before. I've never seen so many people text in my life. We were going on a trip not too long ago, and somebody was reading a book.
Reading a book on an iPad.
Was
on
the
highway.
Was that with you?
We was going to Kentucky Lake.
Right. How does that even work?
I don't know.
They had it up there, and they kept swerving. Doug said, I believe they're drunk. I said, I don't know. I said, drunk or texting, just clowning around. So finally they got over. I mean, they was all over the road, weren't they?
Yeah.
And then Doug swerved over, and I said, well, get by them fast. So as he blew by, I was, you know, he was driving. I looked over, and here she had her iPad.
He looked at me. He said, you're not going to believe this. The woman reading a book.
At 76 miles an hour. Yeah. I mean, good night.
I know. Hey, we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk, first of all, I haven't had a chance to go fish this past week because I was at Reds Fest.
Reds Fest.
Which was pretty cool. Had about 70 former ball players up there, plus the regular players that were there. And who don't know who we old guys are, they don't know that they're making $500 and next year $39,000 a year as
good.
A rookie.
Just to start.
And think they deserve it. So I wanted to have a little talk with a few. But I did get to see a couple of my buddies like Nick Traviasso, Tucker Barnhart, good guys.
Yeah.
And some of the old boys too, Jack Billingham. And Tommy Hume. And
oh, I like Tommy Hume.
It was really, really cool. It was a fun couple of days.
Is Clay Carroll still around?
Clay Carroll happened to be there this weekend.
The Hawk.
The Hawk was there and hadn't changed a bit.
Really?
No. He looks good. He's crazy. Of course, we all got dentures or hair coloring or no hair or whatever. But other than that, we haven't really changed the
I
whole
won't
lot.
Talk anything about hair. I don't like hair jokes.
But it was really, really good. So we had a good
we
time.
We need to spend some time talking about that because I'm starting to get – you know, I got really bummed last year. In fact, I didn't listen to many Reds games. If you wasn't calling them, I didn't listen. I listened to just – and you know how I am. I like to listen
oh,
to
I know.
Them.
You always listen to them in the boat.
Too.
Yeah.
I know. It was a sad year.
I'm a Jay Bruce guy, and they got rid of him. And, of course, they got – year before, they got rid of Leak. They got rid of
– Chapman.
Yeah.
Waito.
Yeah, and I just
– and this year, there's a lot of rumors going around. Is it going to be Brandon Phillips? Are they going to get rid of Zach Cozart? I don't know. But I know one thing. One of the good things is the same people that carry our Big League Fishing Show are carrying Cincinnati Reds baseball, too. So
really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we're going to have maybe some time to talk a little bit about that. And, you know, I'm hoping I'll get a few more games. We start up with Reds Weekly next week.
Reds Weekly.
So that'll be our
you
first
and
show.
Jeff Pecoro.
Me and Jeff Pecoro will do our first show next week. And we'll try to give people a few of the highlights from Reds Fest and some information about what's going to happen here in another couple of months. I hope they do something soon.
I'm ready. I mean, you know me and baseball, I love it. And I love when you start feeling the crack of the bat, spring training, the fish are biting. So
not that aluminum
hand.
Bat, but that wooden
the crack
bat.
Of the bat. That's right.
It.
Not the ping.
You
ping.
Can't have the ping of a bat. That just doesn't sound right. I know.
But it's just exciting time, you know. And we're not really that far away. I mean, we wish our lives away, I guess. But February they report pitchers' case report first week of February, and then
first or second week of February.
Of course, you got fantasy camps coming up and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, do that in January, and there'll be a few guys will already be there, especially the ones that are rehabbing. Will be there.
And I'll go to Okeechobee in January.
But my boy Nick, I watched him today. hush. Nick, he texts me, first thing he said, have you been fishing in this beautiful weather? Of course, it was pretty nice last week, mm-hmm. and it wasn't too bad. And I said, no, I hadn't really. I've been a little bit. I said, I got nothing that I can really brag about. And we are putting together, he said, during the summer, if he happens to make the big league team, then we're going to try to find a way to go out. He just got married, been married for a month or so. We're going to try to find a way to go out where we can do some fishing. He loves to fish.
Well, we'll definitely take care of that.
Yeah. And so I told him, I said, you know, we'll work a way to get you out of there. I said, now, a couple of guys have told us they wanted to go before, but they've sort of bailed out. He said, I won't bail out on you. He said, by golly, I'll be right there. And I told him, I said, well, we'll definitely get that done. But
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, and we'll go up in that area because you and I don't fish too much up that way.
Maybe we can get what's that place up there? The Wilds.
Oh, maybe we could take him to the Wilds on a day off.
Take him to the Wilds. That'd be perfect.
That would be wonderful.
Right there within an hour or so from where he's at.
Yeah, we need to talk a little bit more about the Wilds today, too, because that's one of the most fabulous places. It's
a
great zoo, but it's also got some good fishing. And if you know the right people, then you got a chance to get in there. And we think we know some of the right people.
One or two, anyway.
That's right. All right, we'll be back. Big League Fishing today. We hope you're having a wonderful weekend. It's raining when we're doing this, but the fish are already wet.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GA. And they will be right back.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back, Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson in the studio today with Josh Koftis, who is a producer extraordinaire, now becoming a broadcaster extraordinaire. Just showed me his high school schedule for this winter. Josh, you got a lot of games coming up here, buddy.
Sure do. I've got, actually, this weekend is going to be crazy because I've got about three games going on, two on Saturday. So Friday is going to be Paris at Bourbon County. That's in the Kentucky Bank Shootout. And then we're covering that through the weekend. Paris versus Mercer County and Henry Clay versus Pulaski County in that Kentucky Bank Shootout.
You and Neil be doing the games?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, this is the time, though, in wintertime, you'd see a lot of the high school tournament, holiday tournaments.
Yeah, they're fun.
Used to be called them Christmas tournaments, but some of these crazy people won't call Christmas anymore. Well,
it's Christmas.
It's Christmas, it's period. Christmas. And that's why you're doing it. So you're going to have a bunch of them, but you and Neil got a good schedule right there, bud. And I see a lot of games that you just kind of wait and see. But you're going to be doing a lot of them right here on 1300. Is that
That's
correct?
Right. That's right. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We're going to also be covering the Blue Devil Invitational at Henry Clay. That's going to be later on this month. And so it's going to be a loaded, pack full month for basketball for us.
Good deal.
Excited back when about I was that. In school, they had some nice turn. The LIT, remember the little? Do they still have that?
I think they do.
Back and
that was the big one.
That was the big one. And then you didn't have them.
It was like a mini state tournament because they brought the best teams in the stadium for that one.
And then the Lexington teams would play at Memorial Coliseum. And,
that's right.
You know, Jack Givens. I remember Jack Givens.
Double headers.
Yeah, Jack Givens, James Lee went head to head. Then that Fusey, Dom Fusey, I think, and all them boys and. In fact, I think he was at Sayre for a while, wasn't he? And then he went. Then he ended up going to, what was it, Henry Clay, Tate's Creek?
Who, Dom?
Dom, then he went to Bryce Station, didn't he?
No, he was, he's at Tate's Creek.
Tate's Creek, yeah.
Because when he was
I'm thinking of Donnie Reardon.
Donnie Reardon was at Bryan, that's right, he went to Bryan Station, was there with Teddy Hunley. They had some good basketball. Boy, I tell you, when Glee and Givens and those guys went head-to-head. And then Fusey
Anthony
was a
Jackson.
Junior. Yeah, they had some good basketball. I think, in my recollection, maybe the best basketball overall in this city that we've ever seen.
Gosh, it was awesome. I mean, yeah. You know, and they fill up Memorial Coliseum. You know, it's full rep.
Well, you know, we used to do doubleheaders too. When I was in school, they started doing them at Memorial, and you'd have 7,500, 8,000 people mm-hmm. come to a doubleheader to watch the high school teams in town play. Then they got to the point where if Kentucky drafted, if Kentucky signed a player,
might as well,
a Freudian slip. That they would have that player come in and play an exhibition yeah. game so people get a chance
That's
to
right.
see him.
That's right.
Because I remember when Jeff Shepard came up and a few other guys and watched them play.
And I remember the Cats back. You remember the Cats would tour the state and play in high school gyms.
Yeah.
Before the season started. In fact, that's where I first saw Kyle Macy. That was with Shiler and that bunch. He didn't play that year, but he was on the team.
That was
the year he had to set out. But I went to Bourbon County.
You're going way back.
I know it, back in the 70s. And I was at Eastern Kentucky, going to Eastern Kentucky University, and they were at Bourbon County. So we drove to Bourbon County that night, and that place was packed. And, of course, you know those big guys, Roby Phillips, Lee.
They make a high school gym look small, don't they?
Yeah, and Shiler. Of course, Shiler was shooting as soon as he pulled through the inbounds, you know. But I remember Macy played
Blonde
some.
Bomber.
Yeah, Blonde Bomber. Man, yep. It was fun.
Hey, I was at Reds Fest this weekend. Tell me what you were doing.
What I was doing?
This past weekend.
I was fishing.
Did you fish at Cumberland?
I fished at Cumberland.
And?
I caught lots and lots of fish, but I didn't catch any good ones.
Dang.
I threw a crank. I decided, I'm a jig man. And
you
I
can't
decided,
beat
I'm,
them?
I'm going to throw a jig. I mean, I'm going to throw a crankbait. So I went and threw that crankbait, and I caught a bunch of smallmouth, but I only caught two keepers. And
wow.
And lost a real good one, but still took 17 or 18 pounds to win again. They are just kicking my hiney.
Are they?
It's hurting my feelings. I just want you guys to know it's beating me bad. You're hurting my feelings badly. But
and these are a very sympathetic group of guys.
They are I'm sure they'll have me a card or something down there.
Yeah, they'll start throwing off.
Yeah, they'll start throwing
off. Because you beat up on all these guys for years, and I think this is just kind of payback
now. I don't know. It's fun. You know, I just do a wiggle wart. If you want to catch fish, you can catch a bunch of fish right now. I just don't have it down to what they're doing to catch them better ones.
Yeah.
But
wow.
I will.
But you caught a bunch?
Caught a bunch.
Wow.
And, just fished. Went to saw a spot I liked, looked good. Had
Did you
some
go
rock
the
hunt.
Same place we went or the opposite way?
No, I went the opposite direction. I went up the lake, up toward Burnside and fished up through there. And I believe that's where the fish are at because that's where everybody else went too.
How many boats do you have in the tournament?
I think there was about 35 or so.
Dang,
then there was a high school tournament went on as well.
Man.
And, Wayne Wesley, his daughter Hannah, remember we had her on the show. I think she finished fifth in the little tournament they had out of Jamestown.
Good.
So she's doing really well. And
yeah, it's a good thing she looks like her mama.
Yeah, that is the truth. That's the truth.
Well, that was scary.
She's probably thankful for that too. But she's a good little fisherman. She really is and loves it. I mean, you know, she gave up softball to play to go fishing.
That's right.
So it's pretty neat.
Wow. That is, she got her priorities in order.
That's exactly right.
Man, but so they're still catching 17 pounds, though, so that means.
Yeah, 17 or 18. I mean,
that's just amazing. You got to wonder what they're doing. You think they're throwing the rig yet?
I'd say that's probably some of it, but I believe the crankbait's catching the biggest part of them. I know there's some jig. Most of the guys I know that are real good jig fishermen are catching 12 and 13 pounds, 10 to 12 pounds, about like we did. You're getting lots of bites. But
somebody else is catching
I think
the
that crankbait, the water's got a lot of color right now at Lake Cumberland, about halfway down the lake, and it's 58 degrees, 57, 58.
It's of course, getting it's down be, about where you like
It's going to be colder now. You know, we got a pretty good blast in here this weekend.
This weekend has been nasty. Like the high yesterday was 27, I think, or 29.
Yeah, so.
It's going to be in the mid-30s today, so it's. Yeah, that's not the bad part. The bad part's them nights that are going down to 18 and 20.
Oh, yeah, and they're long,
Oh, I know.
I go in the dark.
It gets dark so early. I know,
it's depressing. Thank goodness we got basketball to watch. A little bit of football. The Cats going to play Georgia Tech.
Oh,
you going,
I know.
Are you going?
No, Lord, no. I've gone a couple times. I went in down to Tennessee when they played recently, when they went a couple years in a row. Music City Bowl. Went to Atlanta. When they played down there.
Was that the Liberty Bowl?
No, it was the.
What was that?
They won twice down. It's like they had a good team, 76, 77. Oh, what was that called? Anyway, went to that thing. People out there right now, I know, are screaming at the mic or going, you old goofball. I can't help it. I'm getting older.
What was he talking about?
So, anyway, the fishing's still pretty good. Have you been back to Harrington since last
week?
No,
I haven't been to Harrington since last week, but I heard the catching them down there really well, and I heard the fish are biting good at green. But I think most of that's crappie. The guys I talk to are crappie fishermen, but they're catching lots of crappie down there.
Is our boy Wes still fishing crappie?
Wes is still catching crappie. Brought me 36 big fillets the other day. So dang. Wes is on my good side right now. So
what about the three of us going to crappie fish?
That'd be fun.
I wonder if he's fishing like with little roadrunners or stuff.
Yeah,
or
little jigs.
Yeah.
Even menace. I don't care.
What about me eating the results of that?
That'd be good.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, we can bring them back for you.
I get the dinner.
Do you get to cook fish? Does your wife cook fish?
I mean, I like cooking fish. I haven't gotten to cook fish in a while.
Have you cooked it since you've been married?
No.
Oh.
Well, it ain't. It,
but you need
there
to practice.
There ain't a correlation between the two. I tell you that much because she loves it too.
Okay.
That's good.
Well, that'd be good. A good mess of crappie because there's nothing better than eating those.
I like all the fixings go with me. I like baked beans and the coleslaw.
Coleslaw and
the
hush puppies.
French fries.
Man.
Or onion rings, whatever you like. I mean,
You know, it's about lunchtime.
I'm getting
hungry.
I haven't eaten either, so that's a very good point. But that would be good. So it's a good time to go catch a mess of crappie, and you can still catch some fish. This cold streak may do a little something to them that's coming through here this week.
It's going to be fine. As long as it don't freeze over, we'll be fine. It's a whole lot like last year. You remember, it didn't get really cold last year until after Christmas. And then
that's right.
It didn't get real cold. I mean, the fishing was good all year.
Well, one of our best days was like the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
When we went down at Dale Holland and caught all those fish.
I think we need to make that a tradition.
Oh, I do too.
We've done it for several years.
We'll go to that'll be on a Monday, day after Christmas this year.
I'm off. I don't know if I'm off this year. Because the way it falls on the
me
weekend.
Either. I have to check.
I know. The way to tell if you're off or not, look in your office. If you're there, you're off. Oh, you're working.
I actually been spending a lot of quality time at the bank.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the reviews, I got to get my review together, make sure I hit all of my goals. So I've actually been over there, and I love it. I tell you what, we had our Christmas party this past week. And
that's always fun.
It is always fun. And the owner of our bank, Joan Kincaid, owns the bank now. And she is such a giving person. I mean, she makes sure that every employee gets something at Christmas.
That's awesome.
I mean, and there's 500 something employees.
Yeah.
So, and of course, Luther does a great job of running the bank for, and they've treated me so good. I'm very blessed. I've been there over 19 years now, which is amazing.
You're going to be old.
No kidding. when you find out you're old is when you go to the Reds Fest and you're up there and you got people coming by that say, oh, Doug, when I was a teenager, I watched you play and they look like they're 1,000. And you go, golly. I mean, and then all of a sudden you see a picture with you and some of these young bucks and you feel, you're getting old.
So, yeah. And I tell you what, that makes me feel old. I'm coaching these girls and I look over in the stand, I coach their mom, I look behind them, I coach her mom. that's bad.
Right now we're gonna let's talk a little bit about getting into cold weather fishing. What kind of changes are going to take place, and where do you start adjusting? I know you're a jig fisherman.
Yeah,
so
I like those
that
jigs.
Never changes.
No, but I love a jerk bait.
Yeah,
and
me too.
As the water gets colder, the jerk bait gets better. Of course, then you take Kevin Van Dam. He catches them year round. I just don't throw it enough. That's our problem with that bait.
That's
but
a good point.
In the wintertime, you need to slow it down. It's like the old menopause trick,
Yeah.
It's how long you pause the jerk. And also the A-rig comes into play right now. So
is there I know when it comes to jigs, you're pretty set on three colors.
Yeah.
Basically. What about with jerk baits? Is a color a big deal with that?
I don't think so. I think as long as you've got something that looks like a shad or something that's got a little chartreuse in it, depends on your water color. I like the little chartreuse if it's got some color to it, but if it's clear, go with your natural shad color, something. Well, they call that, what's that one color we always use? Albino. What is that name of it?
Don't tell them. Don't tell everybody. Well, you might as well. We ain't catch no fish. Tell them where we fish.
They definitely don't want to fish where I'm fishing right now.
It's albino. Go to Indian Creek and fish the fourth point on the right. Go ahead. We might as well tell
15 foot deep. It's all yours.
We have been bad lately.
Man.
I know. We're just in one of those little ruts right now.
Yeah, it happens.
Maybe
not my first time, trust me.
Well, we've not talked enough trash. I think we need to talk more trash, and then it'll fire us up a little bit more. Because we've been pretty humble with getting our butt beat for the last little bit.
We've got the humble part down that way.
Yes, we do. I think we've been humbled enough. We need to get the money. We'll talk more about that and how you can catch a fish this winter. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Dew ad, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. I'm starting to feel it now. Dew guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do ya, Mountain Doodly, do ya.
I just got do gooses. Yeah, keep it going. HR department, do start chanting.
Do ya.
Yes.
Do ya, Mountain
Doodly, gorgeous.
Do
lady in the corner, Mountain what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick it. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here. Elephants, contribute! Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. Mm. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the Dew.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing. Doug and Keith here on this wonderful morning. Hope you're doing real well. Josh Toffin is in the studio. We're talking a little basketball, a little fishing, a little life.
A little football.
A little Mountain Dew Kickstart. Look, what you drinking, man?
That is Mountain Dew Kickstart.
What flavor?
Energizing Black Cherry.
Does it work?
I think it does.
It tastes good?
It tastes extremely good.
Wow.
I like it. It's probably my favorite drink. It's taken over as my favorite drink.
Those came out, what, a year and a half, 2 years
probably
ago?
Probably so. You know,
like
we've had some appearances like at Walmart, and they give samples of this out. But I've been getting them. You know, you can get them everywhere now. Buy one, get one free. And
they come in different flavors?
Yeah, they're great. They've got orange and grape and midnight
grape.
That's
a good one. Black cherry.
Black cherry is a good one.
So you just brought one? You didn't bring one for me and Josh?
No. Oh. I was thirsty.
Yeah, so are we.
Thank you. All right, let's get back. We're fishing. The weather is starting to get cooler. Water temperature is going to get down to mid 50s,
mm-hmm.
which is right at the perfect time we're smallmouth.
Yeah, mid 40s to mid 50s is awesome.
So that's the time for jerk baits. You can always do well on jigs.
And, yeah,
you busted them on jigs at Harrington last week,
yeah.
And then but this week you went back to the crankbait. And you stayed with it pretty much
all
day?
Yeah, I stayed with it all day. I threw a jig a little bit. I hooked one that morning pretty quick. It was a real nice fish. Never saw it, but it was one of them that was really dogging me down.
On a jig.
And Densmore, I fished with Densmore, and he caught a couple 14-inch largemouth on a jig, and then we put that thing down, just cranked and cranked and cranked and cranked.
Wow.
In fact, he got hung one time, and we got over there, and he's got one of those poles, extended poles, and he run it down there, and he hooked it and pulled it. It was my crankbait. I was hoping to get it. You know? Anyway, he got it out, and when he did, it was hooked to another one.
Another crankbait?
Another wiggle wart. And there's a brand new one, and it was more, had a little bit more chartreuse in it. I said, that's the color we need to throw right there, Den's boy. And he put it on. He thought he only caught one little one on it.
But you threw the color that you and I normally throw?
Yeah, yeah, whatever that is, the brown.
Oh, that's brown. Called, that's a V-45.
V-45. Yeah. Threw it. And, I mean, I fished down through there for like 15 minutes, and I said, well, maybe they're not going to bite. You know how you do.
Yeah.
And then I caught one about 17 inches long, and caught another about 17 and a half inches long, and caught one about 16 inches long, and one about 17 inches long.
Remember, that's what Brad and them did that one day. They had several fish around 17. It's got to be 18 to keep them at Cumberland, for those of you that don't
know. And every one you think is a five-pounder when they hit. I mean, it's so much
fun. They load up, don't they?
Yes, they do. It's fun.
Yeah, I want to go down one day and just do that, whether it be a Dale or probably Cumberland, because Cumberland seems like you can always find you a good bank to throw a crankbait.
Cumberland's really hot right now, huh?
Yeah.
Cumberland's as good as I've seen it in several years.
Now, a lot of people don't know why. Would that have anything to do with them keeping more water in it, you think?
Yeah, but it's back down low now, but I believe they've had some good spawns. You know, it was down for, 7 years?
Yeah.
And you've got lots of little trees and bushes everywhere, and those fish can hide in that, and they've had some great spawns, and of course, they take care of it too, you know, and it's just – these lakes go in cycles. You know how Dale Hollow was a few years ago? It's just red hot. Now it's kind of, but it's about time for Dale to get hot too.
Yeah,
you know, it's a good cold water lake.
Yes, it is. It is good. We've gone and had good success there on the rig. I'd like to go try it one day on just throwing jerkbait.
Are you tied up around the first of the year?
No.
We ought. I used to. I still do, but I used to too. Love to go on New Year's trip somewhere because you don't go for 2 or 3 days. I've been to Gunnersville, been to Alabama.
Where you want
to
go?
Lake Mitchell. Maybe we can get those old DeVere boys up, and I'll get several of us go down to Lake Mitchell down in Alabama and catch them big old fat spots. That is some fun. Four-pound spots.
Really?
Yes.
You catch them drop-shotting?
Jig. Heck no.
Jig?
Oh. Jig them.
You jig them?
Drop jig them.
Really?
Yeah. They bite good. And,
all right.
But we used to go down there a lot. We've been to Lanier.
I've never been there.
Really?
To Mitchell, no. And I've only been to Gunnersville. I keep wanting to go back there, too.
Well, we can go back there. That'd be more of a rattle trap. They'll still hit a jig and stuff down there, but it's not as much, you know, how we cast channel banks and stuff. Well, down there, I was down there on New Year's Day one time and caught them in 3 foot of water on a rattle trap.
Good night.
So, you know, it's.
Yeah, I remember everybody saying you used to take this red rattle trap down there. And
yep, red or bright orange, you know, something.
Something color.
It have some color to it, and the water be
but
down.
But it's mostly largemouth, right?
Yeah, it's all largemouth. Yeah. I don't think you might catch smallmouth down there, but mostly largemouth.
Wow.
But well, it's fun.
One day there. How far is Mitchell from Gunnersville?
Mitchell's probably 2 hours further south. It'd take you about probably 7 hours to get there. Pretty good little haul.
Well, we could go to Mitchell and fish, and if we did good, stay there. If we didn't,
well, yeah,
come back up.
We've done that.
And fish Mitchell, Gunnersville the next day.
Mitchell and then Lake Martin, and then don't do any good there. Just keep going north. You know, until you find one that's not froze over or something.
Let's call our buddy Marty Stone, see if he wants to go.
He might do that.
So we can dog his sorry rear end.
But he might beat us. Marty's pretty tough.
I don't care if he beats us because he's supposed to. If he, it's a no win for him.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if he beats us, well, he's a pro fisherman. That's all he does. If he doesn't beat us, then we can talk some smack to him.
Smack, you're right. That's a good point.
In fact, dogged me to death last time. So I'm gonna go up and see his boy. And I'm gonna get some stories on him from his
boy.
He goes to Miami University in Ohio. And I'm going to go up there and get some junk on him.
Okay.
See if he'll...
he'll probably lay it out online, too.
I know. Say, tell me something about your dad that I can dog him. Because I'm sure if he dogs us, he dogs his boy, too.
Oh, gosh. He dogs everybody. You know, him and Swindale, he was talking about them the last time. They were big
two babies. Peas in a pot right there, aren't they?
Exactly.
Two peas in a pot.
Their personalities are a little bit different, but they're...
Yeah.
But they're... well, I don't know if you'd say personality. Yeah. Maybe they're just alike.
Maybe their approach to things
that's it.
All right, so when we come back next one, we're going to talk a little bit more about some serious stuff, how to catch these fish down there, the lakes to go to, even the ones maybe not in the state. But we like promoting our state.
Yes, we do.
Even though we can't get the tourism to support us, we'll
support them.
We'll support them.
We'll just show them
we love our state.
That's exactly right.
And maybe we just haven't talked to the right person.
Maybe that's it.
So we're gonna retry it for a new year in 2017, see if we can find some new people there. And we'll go talk to Governor Bevin because I know he's a good man.
You know, he was on our show and he was elected governor.
That's right.
So, I mean,
was he elected then or is he just running?
He was running for Senate then. I think he didn't win that, but he won the governor.
That's right. That's right.
So
we'll go back and we'll make sure we'll talk.
But we got him jump started.
Well, I think since he got on our show, that's exactly right. That took him right to the top. Sort of like the glue. You
exactly.
Know? Once the glue got there,
I'll go with that.
That's another story. We'll be back in just a moment. More Big League Fishing when we return.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. When I got to the age of getting a driver's license, I started paying more attention to types of cars, rules of the road, and yes, what kind of tires to drive on. Well, 46 years later, I still depend upon tires from S&S Tire. Located in Beaumont, Brandon Crossing, Nicholasville, and Richmond Roads, I can be assured of the very best quality and service around. Visit my friends at S&S Tire. You'll be glad you did.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. That's right. They haven't taken us off the air yet.
Luke's running.
Hey, hope you're having a good day. We're having a good one. Every day's got to be a special. When you wake up on the top side of that divot, it ought to be a good day. We're getting ready for Christmas coming up here. Josh, you got your Christmas stuff done?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got all the decorations up and stuff, you know.
Yeah, when's the baby due?
January 9th.
Wow.
January, heck, that's
dude,
right,
so you're
the
fixing
corner
up the baby room now and everything?
Yeah, I got to paint it, built a crib, built the bouncer, all that stuff. So.
You go, boy.
Wow.
What about you, Munson? You got yours done?
I didn't build a crib or nothing like that. I got my tree up.
Is there an announcement you want to make here on the air?
No. No.
I think it's time your boys and girls are all grown up.
They are. Daggone.
Of course, if you
my
got that
grandbaby. She's growing up, too.
Was she 11?
12.
12?
12.
Golly.
But that's just the way it is.
Yeah, all right. But and you've done no Christmas stuff yet?
Not yet.
I haven't even.
I think Rita's picked up a couple things, but I haven't.
You got your ornaments up?
Got the tree up, got the lights up, got the wreaths up and all that stuff.
I think that's what Mama's doing today.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah, it's getting it all. I love when the house is decorated up, I love walking in there and turning on TV and watching the lights flash. And I love Christmas.
Yeah, me too.
Period.
Me too.
I love it.
Mine wanted to do it after Halloween. I told her, no, we got to wait till Thanksgiving's over.
That's
with.
Right.
But wanted to jump start holidays or something.
Yeah, well, that's good, though, that she enjoys it that much. Yeah.
That's true.
I don't have a problem with them early. I like Christmas for a long time, but once it's over, take your stuff down.
Yeah.
You know, you look at January the 20th, and people still got their twinkling lights on.
You got to wait through New Year's, though, to take it down.
Yeah, I think that's a New Year's Day thing.
That's a New Year's Day thing.
While we're fishing, they can take the stuff down.
Right. When we're in Georgia or Alabama or
that's right.
Florida.
Then when
Florida.
We get home, we can put it up.
Yeah.
But they can box it all up, get it ready to go, then we'll put it up when we get home.
Yeah.
Can we go ahead and book that we're going to go down and do something?
I don't see why we can't.
All right. Because it'll be on a weekend.
In fact, I don't know if I got to see what they're going to do with our work. I don't know what we're going to do. They usually let us off a couple of days, like New Year's, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day. Of course, that's Thursday, Saturday, Sunday this year. So maybe we'll get Thursday, Friday off for Monday, Tuesday. If they do that, bingo.
Bingo. All right. Well, you work on that. I think I can probably work that out.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
I'm gonna try and see.
You're about to buy some line now, aren't you?
Oh, man.
Got your 6 brand new reels.
I know. I'm sitting here looking at Ardent reels that Keith got me. 6 brand new ones. Haven't even been taken out of the cellophane yet.
They just shipped them to the house, and I brought them with me.
Perfect. Perfect.
Great reels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. I can't. I'm ecstatic.
I thought you was a Flynn.
Hey, all right. So the weather's getting cold. It's time that you can still catch them on a jig, put your worm away. Probably not going to help. Probably not going to flip none at all now. Unless you want to flip the. I remember one winter you and I
last
went down.
Last year on New Year's Day. Remember, we had all that rain.
Yep.
We went down there. The water temperature was in the mid-50s.
Yep.
And we got to casting. We caught a few on a crankbait, some casting a jig. But later on that afternoon, we started going up in the back of some little pockets, throwing in 3 and 4 foot of water.
How about that?
Smoking them. And then the guy that won the tournament caught them flipping.
Was that on? That wasn't on a jig either, though.
No, it wasn't.
On a hog head, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, a hog head or a beaver or something. He caught them on a sweet beaver, I think he was.
But. Golly.
But, you know, Richard told me the other day he's having two tournaments this year. This may change your mind. They're having two tournaments this year. They're going to have one on New Year's Eve and on New Year's Day because It's Saturday and Sunday. He's going to have one each day. So there's two tournaments that be
out of Collie
Bottom.
I need to get some because you've got enough tournaments in right now. I need to get me a couple more in here.
Yeah, you're going to have to get them
soon
because that fish off is a week. You only got 1 or 2 weeks left to go. We're going to have to go quick, yeah.
When's the fish off?
Before Christmas.
Oh, well, I'm not going to be able to make
it. Yeah, that's why I asked him last week. I didn't know when it was either.
Dadgummit.
Yeah. I haven't got enough either. So
you don't?
No.
How many you got to have?
5. I've got.
I thought you had.
3. No, I've got 4 now. I need one more.
You need one more?
But I'm not going this weekend. I can't. So.
Oh, so we're not fishing this weekend?
No, no, not 19 degrees.
Oh, that's right. The high Saturday is supposed to be. Yeah, I know. It is. Yeah.
I got irons and fire.
I don't care how cold it is normally, but I sure would like for it to be above freezing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Just be above freezing.
It can start below if it wants to, but it's got to get above 30.
Got to get up there, yeah, because when you're out there, of course, you get that heater that if you turn it on will warm all the burns out. And that's a pretty good deal there.
Yeah, it is nice. It's good for winter fishing. And you can catch them. Heck, we're sitting there talking about that, but I like fishing when it's cold.
Well, yeah, it's really stopped us. One day you and I got out at Burnside. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
And we were fishing down there, and the temperature – there was a day I caught my biggest smallmouth.
That's right.
And the temperature, I think, was 14.
14 that morning. And it didn't get much – what was it, 28 or 9 for the high?
Yeah, it didn't get above because we had that big heater going that day, which was wonderful. And we caught a nice mess of fish.
Yes, we did. And we had also – I know our line was freezing to our guides.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a problem we ran into throwing braided line with the A-rig. You know, that's the best way to
freeze
it
up.
But it'll freeze up in your reel, and it'll freeze up on your line guides and
you got
all that
backlashes.
Yeah, and they got this stuff.
Is there anything you can do to help that? What would be our S&S tire tip of the week?
Tire tip of the week. This, you've seen this line, what do they call it, conditioner? Berkeley makes some. There's two. Blakemore makes it line.
Is that the thing you can spray right into your reel, too?
You can spray in your reel, yeah. You can spray it onto your reel guide, you know, the little worm that goes back and forth that you can spray it on each guide too. Do it about every 30 minutes or so, and it keeps a little bit of a film on there where that ice, the water won't stick to it as bad. You won't develop as much ice. So
I tell you though, there's nothing like catching them good fish on that.
Man.
Go a little steam, fog coming off the water. It's nice and cool. You're sitting there bundled up good. Get that first little peck. And then bam!
You forget your code, don't you?
You don't even think. That's the best thing to warm you up. That's better than the heaters
You're
catching
not
the fish.
Kidding. Especially because, you were surprised we caught one. We used to hug each other for 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, after the celebration, we've already missed the hot time to fish. But it is. But go out there and get good. And if you need, go over to J&H. You can get you some great long johns, some good fishing gloves. They got anything you might need at J&H that will help you to get out there. Warm shoes.
Yeah, those ski gloves. They got those ski gloves, you know, people use to ski with.
Yeah.
But that's what we used to fish with.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a little bit of a grit to them.
Just a little bit.
And they're real thin. And they cut that wind off of you, so they're perfect.
Yep.
Perfect. They got fancy long johns.
They got
they go minus 33.
They have like those reflective
stuff
in them to where they reflect your heat back at you. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
I'm still in the ones I got a couple years ago called minus 33, but I'd like to get some more of those other ones because, if your feet are warm and your head's warm, you're pretty much going to stay pretty warm.
I saw that. I thought they was talking about my bank account, so I didn't get any.
Big League Fishing today. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful time. The weather has got a little nasty, but that doesn't stop the fish, as they say, are already wet. They'll just find it. They ain't going anywhere. They can't jump out of that lake and go south. They'll just find a place where they can go. And what do fish do now? Will they move shallow? Will they move up in creeks, or will they try to go deeper?
They'll. You know, I wish I knew. I'm just gonna be honest.
Hold it. You're the expert.
You've been fishing with me.
I know. And you've had me convinced up until recently.
Until you actually went with me.
Until I actually went with you. No, I stunk. I didn't. I have not fished well this year. Yeah. I just have not fished well this year. I mean,
they'll generally move out deeper, but you know, they don't. They're not all deep. You know, I've heard people. You'll get out there and you'll say, well, "We call them 35-foot deep." Anyway, we called ours 8-foot deep.
Yeah.
Generally, 10 to 20 foot. You can catch them about a year round that depth.
I like a deep diving jerk bait.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got the long bill on it.
The long bill, yeah.
Rapallon makes one, and Lucky Craft makes one. There's a bunch of them out here. What, Mega Bass?
KVD has one.
Yeah, yeah. Strike King makes the good ones to get.
Yeah. So. I like that. We need to call old Zach's mom again, see if she's still working for Strike King.
I think she is.
I just keep forgetting about that, and I keep forgetting to ask Zach about it. When I see Zach Cozart starting shortstop for the Reds, his mom has been at Strike King for 20-something years.
A long time, yeah. I don't remember her name, but we can find out.
Mrs. Cozart. Yeah. So we need to make a phone call and find out. I need to see him in spring training and say, all right, let's get serious about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a fishing show, which millions of people listen to.
Do you want to sell baits or not?
Yeah, that's right. Do you want this company to really take off? Because I know you've been struggling at Strike King. And you got guys like KVD that are sponsoring.
Man,
you.
Strike King, they have really expanded the last few years, though. They're a big company. I mean, they got everything.
How big is Johnny Morris now? He's a
Ranger.
He's a mogul.
Yeah.
Cabela's,
Bass Pro.
Yep.
Can you remember years ago when Bass Pro Shop book came out?
Yes.
And it was awesome, wasn't it?
It was like that Sears catalog.
Yeah. You turn the page and there was Bomber Model A's, and it had them all laying there. It just didn't have a little corner like they got now. Yeah. You know? You had them all laying out there without hooks on, too. I thought that was pretty cool.
And the colors, the different colors.
Yeah, all the colors. Of course, back then you only had 6 or 10 different colors of each one.
Yeah.
But in fact, I think I still got one of those old Bass Pro Shop catalogs.
That might be worth something on eBay.
Back in the 70s. I used to collect all that stuff. You know, still do. I don't throw it away.
When you start looking, I'm what pulled up on, if you go on the online to pull up fishing tournaments, and they'll go all the way back to the 70s and look at the boats they fished in and the fishing equipment they fished with. I mean, the boats had what? 50s on them?
Had 50s and 75s, and they had the big deep bottoms, you know.
Yeah.
They had the pedestals made in the bottom of the boat.
That's right.
And you sit down. Everybody sit down.
I watched
it. Nobody sits down.
Nobody sits down anymore. I was watching that the other day when Bill Dance and Roland Martin, all those guys were young and fishing. And man, it was interesting.
Son.
Man, they were catching some good fish, too. But they had a 10-fish limit back then.
Yeah. Tom Mann.
Tom Mann, that's right.
There's a guy named John Powell used to fish. In fact, he was a spinning reel expert from somewhere out in the Midwest there. And of course, what was that guy? He flipping out there in California. Had the first one to throw the big long pole out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I can't.
And of course, the tube was originated out there. So, it's come a long way in the last few years. Now we got electronics that says, throw over here and wiggle it 3 times. Throw black, blue, not black, yellow, you know.
I was talking the other day to our boy Keith Bryan with Powell Rods.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd just gone out and caught him a 14-pounder a while back.
God.
I know, fishing Clear Lake. He said that's his personal best, he said, but that doesn't touch half the fish in here. He said these fish are huge.
They are huge.
But he's always fishing light line and getting records, you know, like he caught that 10-pound.
Fine. Yeah.
So he's doing that. Man, we run out of time, dude.
Golly.
Okay. I know. It's a great day.
It is.
We're not fishing today, though.
No.
But we'll find something else to do. Hey, if we happen to miss you on the radio, by golly, we'll catch you somewhere on the water. For Doug, Keith, and Josh, Big League Fishing.
Hello, human. This is a Mountain Dewad, and we're about to crank things up in this booth. For starters, I don't like my voice. Let's change it. You, get in here.
All right. Somebody, hand me some maracas. That's it. I'm starting to feel it now. Do guy, drop a beat.
How's this?
Do ya, Mountain Doodly, do ya.
I just got gooses. Keep it going. HR department, start chanting. Yes. Gorgeous. Lady in the corner, what do you do? Terrifying. I love it. Toss in a bucket of snakes. Kick it. Bagpipes! I need them! Wizard, summon a storm. Ooh, mama, it's like a freaky spa up here. Elephants, contribute. Jim, smack yourself with a fish. It's the most beautiful sound that has ever been. If you've got a mouth and a brain, crack open a Mountain Dew and reward your gullet with that bold citrus kick. Until next time, do the do.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.